Your Giants.com multimedia program will begin shortly.
It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary!
Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, he's back to throw. Finds the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one. Down the middle of the field, into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now, here's your host, John Schmelk.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. My name is John Schmelk, and look who I managed to pull out of the gutter. Lance Meadow is back. How you doing, buddy?
Good to be here. I'm glad to be back in the mix and excited to hear from the fans. I recovered from 2 weeks of London Olympics coverage, so now I can break down the defensive tackles as opposed to rhythmic gymnastics. And
That's a good thing.
Yes, that is a very positive thing. I don't think our listeners want to hear the ins and outs of how the USA fencing team did.
All right, folks, we're getting into the heart of the preseason here. And, of course, Big Blue Kickoff Live is presented by Andrew Mark. You can call us at 201-939-4513. We already have four calls on the line. You can also send us your questions to hashtag Giants Chat on Twitter. You can submit some questions on Facebook. Lance is monitoring that. Go to BigBlueInteractive.com, the Giants message boards, all these different ways to get us your questions. Send them in, and we'll get to them over the course of the next 1.5 hour right here on Big Blue Kickoff Live, presented by Andrew Mark right here on Giants.com. And, Lance, we're only a few days away here from what most people consider the dress rehearsal for the regular season, Giants and Bears at MetLife Stadium, 8 o'clock on Friday night. And really, there are a lot of things that if you're a Giant fan and if you're someone that follows the NFL, you're keeping an eye on from a Giants perspective on Friday night. And to me, the number two things that you got to take a look at is the battle for that number three wide receiver position, which still is up in the air in my opinion. And then once you get past Prince and Corey Webster, who's going to be that nickel cornerback, especially if Jerron Hosley's turf toe is going to keep him out for an extended period of time?
Yeah, and Hosley has performed quite well in the preseason. Yes. I think he bounced back after that muffed punt earlier in the preseason, but he certainly looked good against the Jets. I would expect that would be a player that they're going to want to rely on throughout the course of the season, not just in the secondary, but he has plenty of versatility that will make him a key player in regard to special teams. As far as the third wide receiver job is concerned, Dominic Hixon, to me, has got to be the favorite. He made a great play on 4th-and-1 against the Jets where he rose to the occasion when Eli Manning threw him a high pass towards the outside. You know, Ramsey's Barden still needs to make a statement to me. I mean, he's a guy that I think the Giants are relying on. They want him to be that playmaker because of his height and his ability to be a big-time target like a Plexico Burress in the end zone. But at the end of the day, to me, Dominic Hixon is in the lead, and Barden right now needs to use this game against the Bears to separate himself from the pack.
Got to see some production, no doubt about it. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Anthony down in West Virginia. Anthony, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
We're doing great, Anthony. What's on your mind today?
Actually, I want to touch on the same subject you actually just touched on as far as the wide receiver position.
Sure.
Since Mario Manningham has moved to the 49ers, where exactly do we stand with that? That's really what I've been concerned about since I found out he decided to jump ship and head down to the West Coast. So where do you guys, what is your take on that? Who do you feel is stepping up to that besides Dominic?
Well, Anthony, right now I would honestly say I agree with Lance. I think if the season starts today, Hixon is that number three wide receiver. However, I think the guy, maybe even a couple weeks into the regular season or at the very least next year, the guy that's going to step in and be that third weapon for this Giants offense through the air is going to be Reuben Randall. And you see his big play ability. You saw it last week on that skinny post. It wasn't a perfectly thrown pass, but he uses superior athleticism, his physicality, to go up there, get the ball, come down with it. And what Mario Manningham really brought was when you double-team Nix or Cruz, or both even, he had the skills and explosiveness to make you pay with passes down the field. And I think Ruben Randall-Lance can do the same exact thing.
And Manningham also made catches when sometimes he had two defenders on him. And Eli Manning had to thread the needle, and Manningham came through in the clutch. Ruben Randall is certainly a guy that's shown he can step and fill that void. Another name I want to throw out, long shot to be the third wide receiver, but somebody who's at least shown some flashes in the preseason. I think if he makes the roster, he'd be more of a contributor on special teams, but that being Isaiah Standback, who to me clearly has made some nice catches in the end zone, has helped move the chains, had a bad penalty in the last game, but overall, this is a guy that's taking advantage of his opportunity, and when his number has been called, he's made plays, he's shown some chemistry with Eli Manning. They have plenty of options at that third wide receiver spot, but another thing to keep in mind, Hakeem Nicks hasn't been on the field. Once he's on the field with Cruz, that may open things up a little bit more for the offense.
Certainly should.
To determine how well that third receiver will mesh.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Hakeem Nicks did return to the practice field on Monday. He worked about 50% of the snaps. Yesterday when he practiced, he worked about 75% of the snaps. I saw him out there. He looked good. And I'm not sure the Giants are going to risk him in the preseason, but you will see him week one against the Dallas Cowboys on September 5th. Back to our phones at 201-939-4513. You can also send your questions on Twitter at #GiantsChat. And, of course, you can also listen to this show now on your mobile app. So go to your mobile phone, whether BlackBerry App World, your Google Play Store, or you can go to, of course, your iTunes. You can download the Giants app. You can listen to the show live there.
We welcome all technology on this show.
All technology.
And all social media.
No question. No question about it. Let's go back to our phones. Lorenzo's down in Texas. What's up, Lorenzo?
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening, bro?
Well, my question is, what are y'all predictions for the Giants this year? I've been listening to ESPN, I guess, too much, and
that's your first mistake.
Really, no one.
I said that's your first mistake, Lorenzo. Listening to ESPN too much. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, I'm seeing that they're not even expecting us to make the playoffs nor do any damage to anyone. I just want to hear y'all guys' predictions on that.
Well, you know what? First of all, I wouldn't put too much stock in anything ESPN says, like Lance just reiterated there. But the point I would make is this NFC East is going to be an absolute dogfight from the start of the year to the end of the year. This is going to be a situation where a bunch of teams are going to be 9-7, a bunch of teams are going to be 10-6 or 8-8, and one play here or there is going to be the difference between making the playoffs and watching in January. And it's going to be tight. The Giants' schedule is extremely tough. Frankly, the Eagles and the Cowboys' schedules are pretty tough, too, because they're obviously all very similar. So I think the NFC is going to be a lot of fun to watch all year, Lance.
I would agree. Last year was rare, where you had only one team with 9 wins squeak into the playoffs. Usually you have at least one or two teams with 10 wins from the NFC each, which is considered one of the most competitive teams in all of the NFL. The Giants have a brutal schedule again, but they had a brutal schedule last season. And there were a lot of teams, when you looked on paper, you said the Giants didn't have a chance. They go into New England, they beat the Patriots. They nearly pulled off a win against the Niners. So, you know, to me, there's a lot of speculation at this standpoint. A lot of these predictions are based on how teams performed last season. A lot of rosters have changed. There's been turnover. You can look on paper and you can say the Giants are going to have a big test from start to finish. But who's to say somebody doesn't get hurt on the Carolina Panthers? Cam Newton goes down. So maybe that third week matchup becomes a bit easier.
Or maybe the Bucs play like they did two years ago, and all of a sudden that week two game is a lot tougher if Josh Freeman has a bounce back here. I want to go to Twitter here, Lance, and this goes in relation to the question we just got on the phones here. This one comes in from Cobra Sun Studio. Which team do you think poses the biggest threat to the Giants before the bye week? And, of course, you can submit your questions on Twitter to #GiantsChat.
Well, you know, I threw out Carolina here just because that's one of the early games. The Panthers, I think, are going to be an improved team.
Well, remember, the first month of the year, you have two division games, too. You have the Eagles at Philadelphia the final week of September. And then, of course, you're opening up against the Cowboys at home. And then in October, before you get to the bye week, you have to go to San Francisco and you have to go to Dallas. So those are a lot of very tough games early in the season.
Well, I always throw the division games aside because, like you said, everyone's going to beat up one another. It's very rare that you're going to sweep through the division like the Raiders did a couple of years ago and went 6-0.
Well, if you want to throw that away, then it has to be at San Francisco.
Well, I mean, I'm looking that's week six. I think, like, I still think Carolina is going to be a test because I think most teams, most experts, I should say, are overlooking that squad. And even what about throwing out Pittsburgh in week 9? which is certainly another tough team. And then they got Cincy the following week. Remember, they get the AFC North this season. They don't play Baltimore until week 16, but that's a very tough division. Cleveland, I don't think, is going to give the Giants much of a challenge because of their reliance on Brandon Whedon being a rookie quarterback. But if you go outside the division, Carolina, Pittsburgh, and certainly San Francisco are the three non-conference matchups that probably pose the biggest challenge to the Giants.
No doubt about it. 201-939-4513. Back to our phones. Let's go to Doug in Philly. What's up, Doug?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's on your mind this morning, pal?
Got a question about Ramsey Barden. He's been in the system for a while. I'm trying to find out, do you think this guy is actually going to step up and make some contributions on offense this year?
You know what? It's a good question, and I think the coaches are asking the same thing. I think his teammates are kind of asking the same thing. He's considered a pretty good practice player. He knows the playbook. He knows the system, but he's got to do it on the field. And this is the same thing that Lance and I have really talked about since Ramsey Barden got to the Giants. Does he have the speed to consistently get open and make plays on the NFL level? He certainly has the size. He has the brain for it. He's a smart football player. But does he have the speed in it? As a wide receiver, you can't create separation, Lance. You're going to have trouble.
And the other big issue with Ramsey Barden is staying healthy. The positive is he's been able to practice day in and day out. He's been on the field consistently. So that's a plus. With respect to Ramsey Barden, because the problem with him is he hasn't been able to compete for that job because he hasn't been healthy throughout the last couple of years. Like I said, this game against the Bears, where the majority of the starters are going to play at least till halftime, this is an opportunity for him to certainly make a statement, get separation, and when you look top to bottom on this roster, nobody matches the height and the size of Ramsey Barden. You want a guy like that on your roster, a go-to guy in the end zone. Barden can fill that need. But at the end of the day, can he stay on the field and can he beat his one-on-one matchups?
And can he be consistent? Because that's something he hasn't had a chance to do.
But that comes with practice, John.
No question. And this goes back to one of the comments on Twitter. We asked the users on Twitter today and all the followers to the Giants, what player do you think needs to show the most to get a roster spot on Friday? And some you should know, one of our followers tweeted back, Ramsey Barden, period. He needs to show the most. It's been too long. And he's right. He does run the risk now, even though he was a third-round pick, in year number four of not making this team and being cut. He has to really go out there and produce. The whole scholarship thing is pretty much over.
Especially when you draft a young guy like Reuben Randall. You know, they brought in some youth. There's
and Jernigan last there. Year was a third-round pick, too.
And Jernigan also needs to prove himself from a special teams perspective if you want to throw out another guy. And he's also in the mix for that third wide receiver spot.
And then, of course, for that sixth spot, which Ramsey Barden is also in the mix for, you got a guy like David Douglas, who had a very strong training camp up in Albany. The Giants tried to put him in on a punt return the other night, but the ball was kicked out of bounds, didn't have an opportunity. One of those fantastic Jets 15-yard punts that basically went right into the bench. And then you also have a guy like Dan DePalma. Brandon Collins has been a good special teams player. So all these guys are players that the Giants will take a look at for the bottom of that depth chart at wide receiver. Let's stick on Twitter here. Lance is coming in from Corin Klein. Again, you can send in your comments to hashtag Giants Chat. You can also call us at 201-939-4513. He wants to see Hosley start at corner and try Prince at slot corner on third downs if Prince continues to struggle. And what I'll say to this is that Hosley has a much more appropriate body type to play that slot corner spot. He's small. He's closer to the ground. He's quicker. He's faster. Prince, to me, is more of an outside guy that can be physical, use the sideline to his advantage, and use his size a little bit.
And Hosley showed when he's in that slot, he picked off one of the Jets players, returned it for a touchdown, and took advantage of his playing time. Hosley, primarily in college, played on the outside, so it's certainly an adjustment period at this point to move him over to the slot. I would see them probably mixing and matching guys throughout the course of the season. I don't know if anyone's going to lock down a specific spot. I think the coaches are better off getting Prince involved in both situations as well as Hosley, because that's only going to pay off, especially if, God forbid, somebody else gets hurt.
Well, you talk about guys that need to step up. Let's be honest. You know, this whole controversy with Prince aside, which has nothing to do about football, he's got to start. He's got to start producing on the field too. He's a first-round pick from last year. With Terrell Thomas's knee, who knows when he's going to get back? You need Prince, as Jerry Reese put it at the start of training camp, to play like a first-round pick. And there are a few things in this league, in the NFL, Lance, as you well know, that can sink a team. If you can't cover, the way this league has transformed into a passing league, you really are going to have trouble winning football games. And if Prince does not play well, the Giants are going to have trouble covering people this year.
Plus, if you're an opposing quarterback, John, if Prince is struggling, why am I going to throw to the side of the field that Corey Webster's playing?
No, you wouldn't. And then throw on top of that, if Hosley gets back, you have a slot corner that's a rookie, and if he's injured, who knows who your third cornerback is. It could get ugly in that secondary pretty quick.
And it puts more pressure on the safeties to help bail out Prince, which means the other side becomes maybe open season for a quarterback.
And then maybe Anchorl has to play that slot corner spot himself. No Deion Grant. Then what? You have Will Hill, another guy who's been out of football for a year, playing that safety spot. There's a whole chain reaction here. If Prince doesn't play well and Hosey doesn't come back, that could be problematic for the Giants in the secondary.
One quick note I just want to throw out with respect to Anchorl, as
sure.
You touched on. Last season, he did play a lot of slot corner.
And did a great job.
I think what gets overlooked a lot, Anchorl, when he came into this league, he was a corner.
Sure.
But everyone forgets that because when he came to the Giants, he was primarily a safety. When he was with the Cardinals, he was a primary corner and then adjusted and molded his game so that he had extra versatility. But Giants fans and everybody around the league should not forget that.
Back
if they throw him into the safety spot, they throw him into the corner spot, he's been able to prove that he can adjust.
Well, it's great to have somebody with that type of flexibility as well. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Ryan in Secaucus, New Jersey. What's up, Ryan?
Hey. I just have a quick question. I was wondering if you guys can answer it.
Sure.
I've been looking online, and do you know how long Eli Manning has been with the Giants?
Eli Manning was drafted by the Giants 2004.
He's entering his ninth season.
He's entering his ninth season. Oh, so that would be 2003 then. So he's entering his ninth season. I always get those 2 years confused. Remember, he's had that first year with Kurt Warner. And if you remember, and this is a trivia question that can sometimes trick Giant fans that don't pay attention sometimes. Remember, Eli Manning was not drafted by the New York Giants. He was drafted first overall by the San Diego Chargers. And then he was traded from the Chargers to the Giants for a couple first-round picks, one first-round pick that became Phillip Rivers, another first-round pick that became Sean Merriman. It was 2004. I was right the first time, see?
I think that deal turned out pretty good, by the way, for the Giants.
Honestly, I think it turned out well for both teams, though. Think about it. The Chargers got a franchise quarterback in Phillip Rivers. They got Nate Kading, their kicker, out of that trade. They got Sean Merriman, who was the best pass rusher in football for, what, a season and a half?
It was just let go by the Bills.
Well, and then he got busted with the steroid thing at the bad knee stuff, so that was obviously a problem. So, you know, that I think that trade really in 2004, when the Giants drafted Rivers and traded him for Manning. I think it worked out well for both franchises, to be honest with you.
And Phillip Rivers, just like Eli Manning, looking to make a statement again this season.
Back to our phones at 201-939-4513. Let's go to Dustin in Ohio. Dustin, what's up, pal?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Dustin?
Doing well, Dustin. What you got?
Yeah, I was wondering, do you think losing Brandon Jacobs and Mario Manningham is going to be a big impact on the season this year?
I don't think losing Jacobs is going to be that big of an impact, and a lot of it is because of the addition of David Wilson. If you watch this kid in practice, he is explosive. He's fun to watch. He obviously has a lot of running ability, and he got some reps with the first team over the last 2 days, and you'll see it on Giants.com. Go there right now. Watch his media avail yesterday. It's about a minute, 15 seconds. He talks about how excited he is to play with the first team in the game on Friday night, and he almost considers that his first preseason game because it's his first reps with the first team in Eli Manning.
He also even admitted that he was a bit nervous, but, you know, John hit it right on the nose, the fact that David Wilson, I think, is a guy that they're going to lean on to help fill the void left behind by Brandon Jacobs. And let's be honest, if you look at all the preseason games thus far, Wilson's been probably the biggest spark plug in the running game.
Oh, he's been great.
He's had some flashes where he's really ignited that offense compared to DJ Ware and Andre Brown, who certainly they're going to look to make an impact, but David Wilson's a first-round pick, expectations are high, and they expect him to come in and make an immediate impact.
And another guy, by the way, that needs to make an impact is Darrell Scott, who missed a preseason game already, and he's going to be on the bubble too with Andre Brown and DJ Ware and David Wilson, so he's another guy that definitely has to make an impact for sure.
The one thing we talked about to death last season, John, when it came to the running backs, and how many calls did we get? Why is Darrell Scott not participating in games?
Yep.
They're set design plays. Why isn't he in? Pass protection, pass protection, pass protection.
And David Wilson has to get better at that too.
Absolutely.
If he wants to earn his way onto the field. No question about it. 201-939-4513. Chris in Philly. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good morning.
We have Michael Boley, a linebacker, who's a question mark now with his hamstring injury.
Yep.
Keith Rivers. I watched him in a Jets game, and he looked very solid. He punched the run. Stop the run for a loss. What do you think of him filling the role if Bowler can't start for the season.
I've been thrilled with Keith Rivers so far. I think he's played extremely well. He's been very active in practice. He's been active in games. And like Lance said with Ramsey's Barden, the most important thing for Keith Rivers is that he's staying healthy. He always set the talent, a top 10 pick of the Bengals back in 2009. He's healthy, Lance, and he's playing well.
Yeah, you know, Keith Rivers certainly has been a bright spot, and people said that they were going to get a first-round value when they traded for him, and he certainly has lived up to that. And the depth that the linebackers have shown thus far, I think, has been positive overall for the Giants. Remember, Jaquan Williams has been hurt, so they're hoping to get him back on the field. He, I think, would give a boost based on his performance last season.
And he was back at practice this week. I would expect him to play on Friday night.
So it would be good to get an idea of where he can pick up where he left off from last season. Herzlick also is a guy I think they're going to rely on this year. He also got banged up in the last preseason game, but I believe
he did
practice
take part
yesterday. In
practice. He should play on Friday night as well. It's a hip pointer. He just has to play through the pain. He'll be fine.
And, you know, they've got Greg Jones still from last year, who they're trying to make him basically a more versatile linebacker this season.
Play Sam and Mike, yeah.
Yeah, not just only be in to stop the run, but be able to drop back to stop the pass.
And they also like him on special teams as well. Same way they like Spencer Paysinger, who was a very good special teams player last year. I want to go to Big Blue Interactive right now. That's BigBlueInteractive.com. You go to the message boards. We'll take your questions there. This one comes in from Optimist New York. How much are the Giants expected to use their Giger package? Wow, that's really caught on, unfortunately, hasn't it? Consisting of three safeties, since it looks like Will Hill will make the team in place of Deion Grant. I think you'll see the package, but I wouldn't be surprised if sometimes you see Jaquan Williams fill that third safety role a little bit. You'll have Phillips and roll deep with the two corners, and they hope Williams can kind of play that slot role. He covered tight ends extremely well last year, especially against the Patriots in the Super Bowl, throwing Tony Gonzalez against the Falcons. He was a terror against tight ends in coverage.
And Jaquan Williams has the speed to also guard against running backs. LeSean McCoy, for example, he helped really contain him for the most part in the two matchups last year.
Great example. And he has a lot of speed. You're right. He was hurt earlier in the year. He put on about 20 pounds of muscle. He doesn't look any slower. He's a guy that didn't have a lot of football experience, much like Jason Pierre-Paul, who's only going to get better with more experience.
Keep in mind, with this linebacker core, they all played so much last year that it's almost like they've got 2 or 3 years under their belt. Last year, these rookies were never expected to milk as much playing time as they had. So coming into this year, think about how much more experienced this group is. Mark Herzlick started some games last year. Not many rookies have that opportunity. And I think that depth is going to really help and show throughout the course of this season.
Greg Jones had some starts early in the year as well. 201-939-4513. Tom in Hackensack, New Jersey. Tom, good morning.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Tom?
I have a quick question. Do you guys know how long Hakeem Nicks has been injured, and how did he get that injury?
Hakeem Nicks, during the off-season training program, fractured a bone in his foot. It's one of those injuries. I think it was actually the same exact injury that Prince had last year on the same bone in his foot, believe it or not. His recovery has gone much better. And he's back now, and you know he practiced this week. And I don't think the Giants are going to rush him back and try to get him on the field in the preseason, maybe a series or two in the final preseason game against the Patriots just to get his feet wet. But the Giants are not going to rush Hakeem Nicks back. They know what he can do with Eli Manning. We'll see him on September 5th.
And Nicks alluded to the fact that usually he likes to have some type of live action before the regular season starts. But the positive is he's practicing with Eli Manning. They're getting back on the same page. Whether he plays or not in the preseason, I don't see that having much of an effect on the regular season.
And, you know, we're talking a lot about injuries. I want to hit Twitter here one more time. This question comes in from Cristiano, New York. Why are people underrating Chris Canty's possible non-availability versus Dallas? And I think he makes a good point, because I think Chris Canty's injury in a lot of ways has been overlooked. You haven't heard a whole lot about it. You'll probably see Rocky Bernard and Linval Joseph be the starting two tackles. Marvin Austin will be a depth guy off the bench if his back can get healthy. And then, of course, now all of a sudden there's a glimmer of hope on Sean Rogers that they can switch his medication, get that blood clot issue worked out. Maybe he'll be able to return this year. Then you have the young guys, Kuhn, the sixth-round pick out of Germany.
Dwayne Hendricks.
And then you have Dwayne Hendricks, who's the guy that Coach Coughlin has mentioned a number of times in the preseason. So I think they have the depth to replace Canty, but I don't think any of those guys, from top to bottom, every one of those guys I just mentioned, can do what Chris Canty does just because of his size, his height, and his ability to stuff the run.
you're a better team with Chris Canty in the long haul. You know, similar to the Steven Strasburg situation in baseball, the Nationals are better with Steven Strasburg in the mix than not having one of their top aces. So, you know, Canty is going to get them to where they want to get to at the end of the season. But I've been pretty impressed, John, for the most part, with how the rest of the defensive tackles have played, specifically a guy like Rocky Bernard and Dwayne Hendricks, who, you know, when you have the ear and the eyes of the coach and he's noticing you day in and day out, that means you're doing something right.
Let's try to get a few more calls in before we say goodbye. About 5 minutes left in the show. Let's go to Mark in Jackson, New Jersey. What's up, Mark?
Hey, I want to say the Giants, boy, they've really been looking good in preseason, but there's one thing missing.
What's that,
what
Mark?
Well, those cheerleaders were promised when they won the Super Bowl last year. What happened to the cheerleaders?
Oh, man. Nobody promised any cheerleaders, Mark. Who promised you cheerleaders?
They had in the middle of the season, every week I heard radio station, we're getting cheerleaders if the Giants won a Super Bowl. Now we're not getting cheerleaders, right?
I think you're listening. What radio station was telling you the Giants were going to get cheerleaders?
At this station right here, I got you on speed dial on my cell phone.
Mark, I can promise you. Thanks a lot for the call. Yeah. Cheerleaders were never promised here. I can get Lance in a cheerleading outfit for you. Would that get you excited? No? 201-939-4513. Let's go to Charles in Charlotte. What's up, Charles?
Oh, nothing much, guys. Yeah, I've been liking what have been seeing throughout the preseason so far. My only concern is the run offense, man. It seems like we're still – it reminds me of last year where we just couldn't get that initial push when that ball is snapped and it's a run play. That O-line is very has me concerned, and I don't know, man. I like David Wilson. I think he's – you know, him and Darrell Scott are two guys that, they can make things happen with their speed if things break down. I'm not sold on DJ Ware. I've never really liked the guy as far as every down back. It's something about him that just, he just doesn't have, it's either the vision, ball carrying vision or something to where he just can't break through that average mold. And, some people are just going to be average on the field. They just can't get past who they are. But I think David Wilson, man, I think that's a special kid, man. I'd like to see him, eventually, maybe even this season, take Bradshaw out. With Bradshaw's injuries, I'd like to have Bradshaw kind of play the backup role, man, and just, we use him and, keep them healthy. That'll keep them healthy throughout the season, throughout the playoffs. Keep those feet, going. And that's what I eventually like to see. But I think David Wilson is special, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know about him surpassing Ahmad Bradshaw on the depth chart,
at
Charles.
At least not right now.
Yeah, I mean, maybe late in the season they may give him and increase his reps. But Ahmad Bradshaw they're going to lean on is the main guy. And I agree. I think David Wilson's been a nice bright spot. With respect to the offensive line, let's look at it from this perspective. It's healthy, with the exception of Will Beatty. Sean Locklear has been filling in for the time being. Once they get Beatty back, I think that will improve the consistency of play from the offensive line.
Remember, wasn't great in the running game last year either, as an individual.
True, but they're in better shape than they were at this time last year, when it was a game of musical chairs and moving Booth from center to guard and everybody else around. Yeah. They at least have a couple of games under their belt where they're in the same slots.
But I think he's right that they do want to see some better play from the offensive line and the running game. And that was one of their big areas of improvement this year. And so far in the preseason, except for a couple big runs from David Wilson against Jacksonville, you haven't seen that consistent push in the running game.
Some of it also has been, though, the decision-making with respect to the running backs. Not being so impatient and cutting back quickly, but sticking with your assignment.
As a whole, it has to get better.
Exactly.
From both sides.
That's a fair way to break things down.
Let's go back to BigBlueInteractive.com. Another question coming in from Optimus. He wants to know, what will happen to Marcus Kuhn? Does he have a chance of making the 53-man roster or the practice squad? He's an interesting case, Lance. He's a 26-year-old kid coming over from Germany, was kind of like a prep school player there, sent his tapes around, found the college to take him here. And the Giants like his potential, but he's very raw. The issue with a guy like that, you can try to keep him around, but if you have a lot of other injuries at tackle, you're going to need somebody to play right away, and I'm not sure Marcus Kuhn is quite there yet.
And there's a lot of depth at that tackle spot.
Right.
The competition,
so there are other choices.
Stiff. There's definitely other guys that they could turn to who have also shined within the preseason. So, Kuhn, Let's see how he performs in Game 3 and 4. Maybe all of a sudden he'll carve out a spot, but I would think right now he's on the outside looking in at this point.
All right, I want to get one more call before we say goodbye. Let's go to Ron down in Tom's River. Ron, what's up, pal? Be quick.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just want to give a big shout-out to Bold Ruler from BBI. He's cringing at some of these callers to the one about Eli when was he drafted and came to the Giants.
Yeah.
But my quick question is, what do you think of Ajumma's performance in the Jets game and Tracy's injury? Do you think he'll be able to make the roster as the fourth D?
Thanks a lot for the call, and I think that's a great question. And I think Adrian Tracy does have a good chance to make the roster as the fourth defensive end. He was a draft pick a few years ago, and he has the explosiveness to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, Tracy's a guy that even Tom Coughlin has pointed out throughout the course of his press conferences. He's a guy that I think certainly they want to have in the mix. You just hope he can get back on the field because, John, we've seen other guys get cut or waived because, unfortunately, they've had, you know, strong resumes and have a lot of upside. But the bottom line is the coaches don't have a chance to see them in practice each and every day.
So, Lance, this was fun. Have I convinced you to come in and do the show tomorrow?
You
despite
have convinced
working
me.
Late over at
Sirius? Yes, unfortunately, I will be back tomorrow.
All right, good.
You'll have to put up with me, though, again.
So we can pick on Lance a little bit tomorrow morning. That's always fun. Big Blue Kickoff Live comes your way every weekday morning from 9:30 to 10 right here on Giants.com. Once the regular season comes, we'll extend back to an hour, 9:30 to 10:30. You can listen on Giants.com or on your Giants mobile app on your mobile phone, Play Store, download it from there if you have a Google phone, Android, obviously iTunes if you have an iPhone or the BlackBerry app, you can get it there as well. It's presented by Andrew Mark, 201-939-4513, hashtag Giants Chat on Twitter. Great job by the fans today. Can't do the show without you. Excellent work, Lance. Thanks a lot. We'll see you tomorrow morning. And everybody, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good one.